wearing it in green. Say that again, Doug, with a little more authority. It's wearing of the green day. Going back to AD 432, Bishop Patrick left his home in England, returned to Ireland, where he had been enslaved. His purpose was to introduce Christianity to the Irish people. A lot of legends have been told, and I'm sure a few of those will crop up during the conversation today. It's Monday, 17th of March, though, not a real holiday, but a lot of people are dressed in green. I actually have a green shirt on, in fact. I don't have green hair like some of the people I saw walking around Los Angeles this weekend. Pretty silly stuff. What has happened this weekend? You'd like to know, right? In case you've been under a rock, the Ukraine and the vote in the Crimea, actually, where 95% of the voters decided to back joining Russia. Russia said it will accept the results. The Americans and people in the European Union don't like it. And there's a meeting today to discuss sanctions against Russia. Why? Why? Leave it alone. Let it go. What do you think getting involved in this is, short of meddling? They voted, whether the Russians engineered it, whatever it is that you think went on, at this point, what difference does it make? Does it make a difference to you whether the Crimeans are in connection with the Ukrainians or the Europeans or the Russians? What is that? Why do we care? Why are we involved? Well, those people have a right to their... they made their decision. So you can say that there were a lot of people who didn't vote because they didn't want to vote. The Tartars are not happy because they're not friendly to the Kremlin. All right, so again, how does that affect us? Why in the name of heaven are we involved? And the more we get involved, or the more we're part of this, the weaker we look. Many of you saw the survey over the weekend, and you may want to comment on this at 888-302-3684. The essence of who's stronger. I think the number was 68% of the people surveyed thought that Putin was stronger than Obama or any of the Western leaders. Now, does that mean anything either? Nah, doesn't mean it. I think most people in America, or many people in America, whether it's most or not, feel the same way. Feel that Obama's a weakling and that Putin is a tough guy. So would you want to have Putin as the president of the United States? If you're talking in those terms that are as silly as they are, not that there's any great support for the Obama administration, because there isn't in most circles in this country. So what are you talking about? It becomes nonsense, all of it. But you can talk nonsense if you want. 888-302-3684. We'll not be having our usual Facebook and Twitter coverage because Ken Kessler's technical connection to the program is kaputsky. So that means I can't get onto Facebook or Twitter, but I can certainly read email that comes from you to Doug@DougStephan.com or to Rich@DougStephan.com. Rich McFadden, Doug Stephan. The focus, before we get into some other things about the Malaysian Airlines flight, we'll get into that. I think there are three or four things, actually, that are on people's minds today. Number one, it's St. Patrick's Day. Number two, the vote in the Ukraine. Number three, the Malaysian Airlines flight. And number four, March Madness. So Evan Mantell, I lovingly refer to him as Biff, has put together an overview of March Madness, the teams, et cetera, et cetera. So, Biff, what do you have as March Madness actually gets underway?
Well, first off, Doug, I think you've got the order of priorities mixed up.
Oh, sorry.
I'll give you one is St. Patrick's Day, but two is clearly March Madness.
Clearly. My mistake. Sorry about that.
But no, March Madness is kicking off, and for big sports fans like me, this is the best time of the year. It's just absolutely fantastic. Last weekend, next weekend, two best weekends of the year, bar none.
As far as sports is concerned, or just in your life?
Yes.
He's got to think about it.
Can I say yes?
Okay. Keep going. Right. So explain that, why it's called March Madness, but it goes on into April, doesn't it? Or is it pretty much decided in the couple of weeks that we have left in the month?
It does go into April, you're right. And I can give you two words for why it goes into April. Corporate
money.
Greed.
Yeah, money.
Yeah, all right, money was one word. You beat me. You win that game show.
Okay.
You can do it in one, yeah. So anyways, Selection Sunday was on Sunday. And there's 68 teams that get into the field. I'll give give you, first I'll give you the big snub, and when I say big, it's not that big because 68 teams got into the field. And then I'll give you a couple of my favorites, a couple of my sleepers, and one team that I think got a really bum draw.
Can you do that in 60 seconds?
Sure, I can do that in 60 seconds. All right, snub, Southern Methodist University. They played a pretty good schedule. They had a pretty good record. They faltered a little bit at the end, but still thought they should have deserved to be in the field. Some favorites, Florida, really like them. I think they're my number one favorite. Next, I like Michigan State. I really like them. I like Louisville, both teams peaking at the right time. University of Michigan as well as Duke, I like both of those. They've just been really good all year long. And Kansas, if their star center can get healthy, that's questionable. Team I thought got a really bum draw, Wichita State University. They got a ridiculous bracket. They're the number one seed overall, but their bracket that they got placed in, they're going to have to beat a lot of tough teams. Going to be very tough for them. Sleepers, I'm looking at Oklahoma State. They slumped big time in the middle of the year, but they are on fire right now. Virginia Commonwealth University, they play a really up-tempo game. They'll give teams trouble. And then North Carolina, super inconsistent, but they're great is super great. Their bad is really bad. So depends on what you get from those teams.
All right. So if you were picking, what does Biff think the possibilities are for these various teams?
All right, so I'll give you the final four. This is my early projections. Don't hold this to it. I reserve the right to change my mind. Right now, I like Florida out of the South. I like Michigan State out of the East. I'll go with Duke out of the Midwest. And out of the West, ooh, that's a tough one. It's so open, so even. I'll go with Arizona as the number one seed. They should make it there, but I don't know. I'm dicey on that one.
All right, sounds like a Frank Sinatra song. They can't make it there. They won't make it anywhere. Evan Mantell with his picks for March Madness. 888-302-3684. Probably spend some time on the Ukraine, some of the Sunday morning talk programs, the news programs dealing with that issue. I thought it was interesting that the leading anchor on Russian state television described Russia as the only country capable of turning our country, the U.S., into radioactive ash. A comment that has caused a lot more tension between the United States and Russia. If you haven't heard that, that is a story, and we will spend some time on it. 14 after the hour. Right now, though, it's time for me to help you stop your hair loss. Stop hair loss permanently now by calling 800-525-8319. Order Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, and within 2 months, you will see amazing results. A lot of people have seen their hair grow back in, comes in thicker. What happens is with Provia, you are getting to the reason for your not having a lot of hair. Your hair comes out, all of our hair comes out, and then it grows back in again, unless your pores on your scalp are plugged. If they are, they need to be cleansed, and that's what Provia does all naturally. Works for men, works for women, it is safe, it does what it needs to do to get the follicles under your scalp to grow back again. All of what Provia is about makes perfect sense. So make the move, call 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. Get the solution. All the research that's been done, this is the easiest way to minimize hair loss and to stimulate new healthy hair. Provia, 800-525-8319 will stop your hair loss now.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from the Boston Massive, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget. Like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $1.39. Even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, the sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
You're in the military, and that means you can do 100 more push-ups than we can. So for that, and everything else you do 100 times better, enjoy a $100 credit when you activate a new qualified line of service available on the AT&T Mobile Share Value Plan. To learn more, go to att.com/military savings.
Credit offer ends March 31st, 2014. Activate new qualified wireless line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Visit att.com/100credit for full requirements. Eligibility requirements and other charges and restrictions apply.
Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, and the focus on the Ukraine. Jennifer's off this week. So we have this audio from NBC's Meet the Press to sort of put this, the feelings the White House has about the Ukrainian vote into perspective. David Gregory talks with Dan Pfeiffer, who is a White House advisor.
Is Crimea lost at this point?
Look, that is, it is, we are putting as much pressure on the Russians as we can to do the right thing. We have given them the opportunity and the path to de-escalate and get this in the right place because they know that there are costs to their action here. The costs are economic. The Russian economy, the Russian stock market, and the ruble are at five-year lows. Russia is isolated in the world. You saw that in the U.N. Security Council yesterday. And the more they escalate, the longer this goes, the greater those costs will be.
So if Crimea votes to become part of Russia, there's still a concern that there might be an attempt to move into eastern Ukraine, maybe even militarily move in to Crimea further. Do you think that's going to happen, starting with Crimea?
Well, first, as it relates to the referendum,
yeah.
As we've said, this referendum is in violation of international law. The United States is not going to recognize the results of that referendum. And we are working with our partners around the world, the Europeans in particular, to marshal forces against the Russians to put pressure on them in the form of sanctions. And the president has signed an executive order last week that gives him the authority to do this. And you can expect sanction designations in the coming days.
If there is a move militarily into the rest of the Ukraine, how important is it from the president's point of view to arm Ukraine, to send military aid to Ukraine to be able to protect itself?
Supporting the new Ukrainian government in every way possible is top of our priority list. We're looking at all ways of assistance, and we're going to keep talking to Ukraine.
But would the president call on Congress to pass more military aid for Ukraine?
We are calling on them right now to pass economic aid for Ukraine. There's a bill that came out of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee just last week. They should do that, and we're going to keep working this as much as we can.
Is eastern Ukraine the new red line here?
What we have to do here, everything the Russians have done this far has been in violation of international law and bad for peace and stability in the region and bad for the Russians. And President Putin has a choice about what he's going to do here. Is he going to continue to further isolate himself, further hurt his economy, further diminish Russian influence in the world, or is he going to do the right thing?
Another teenage advisor to the White House. Evan, play the beginning of that clip again. This guy, his name is Dan Pfeiffer. He supposedly is an advisor to the White House. When asked David Gregory's question, here's his first response.
Is Crimea lost at this point?
Look, that is, it is, we are putting as much pressure on the Russians as we can.
There we are. Another authoritative comment on what's happening at the White House. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In God's Country is this song. Our poll today at DougStephan.com. What's on the menu for St. Patrick's Day dinner? A friend of mine invited me over for spaghetti yesterday, and I had the spaghetti, but she was cooking a meal that was corned beef and cabbage for somebody who's a friend, and that smelled actually pretty good. I don't want to eat because corned beef is good, but it's smelled anyway. So what's on the menu for you today? Is it corned beef and cabbage? Is it shepherd's pie? Is it boxty? Last year, Jennifer and I went through this, Richie. For me, I don't have any connection to boxty. I don't remember what it was. Do you remember?
I do not.
All right, so we'll check it out. We'll look it up.
And I'm Irish. I should know this, but I have no idea.
No, but I know on the menu for your St. Patrick's Day is choice number D, Guinness.
Yes.
E, nothing special. So help us understand what's going on with you and your family.
I float more towards a black and tan, actually.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, where it's half Guinness. And then
One of the great Irish singers, sort of a cur as a human being, but great, great, great entertainer is Van Morrison, another Irishman.
Magic seem to whisper and hush. In all the summer light seems to shine. Your blush.
I'll tell you something, that moon, we haven't seen it this weekend, was really something special. Big, 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 big full moon. All right, so Van Morrison, Irish singer. Christa Berg is a lady in red. I don't think he's a lady. Lady in waiting. Saw two movies over the weekend, Richie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
One after one of them, so I know about the one, not the speed.
Yeah. It was what you expected.
Sure.
I was trying to figure out whether it was Paul. That's right, because the star is Aaron Paul, and I was trying to remember Walker, Paul Walker. This kid looks just like him.
Really?
The movie is just
it's a knockoff.
That's how it is. Sure. Right. And I also saw Veronica Mars. We'll have to talk about that.
Interesting.
I was quite taken by it. I'd never seen the television show, and I just happened to be in the theater, so I thought, okay, I'll watch this for a little while. And I found her very engaging.
That's,
I found the movie.
That's the movie that they
made with a star, what do you call it?
Yes. And you know what I'm going to come up with it. With crowdfunding. With crowdsourcing.
Crowdfunding.
Yeah. So they raised enough money to be able to make the movie, and now it's in the theaters. Very cool.
All right. Yep. Okay, let's see here. We got a couple of late night items from last Friday, including Jimmy Fallon joking about the situation in the Ukraine.
Here's what people are talking about. Of course, it's the situation in Ukraine. It just keeps getting more and more tense. And now Vladimir Putin has moved 10,000 troops to the Russian-Ukrainian border. Yeah. Russia says its troops are only there for a training exercise. And when asked what they're training for, Russian officials were like, invading Ukraine. So we thought. I mean, 10,000 Russian troops on the Ukrainian border, that's a lot. Plus, inside each of those soldiers is a slightly smaller soldier. And inside that one is a...
All right, here's Seth Meyers laughing about Mr. Obama's new plan for colleges.
Any college students here tonight? Well, the Obama administration announced it is going to require colleges and vocational schools to demonstrate that they are properly preparing students for jobs after college. Yeah. So don't be surprised if your next chemistry class is all about how to make a cappuccino. Well, that's very good. Very good. You just made the Dean's List.
Good for him.
Pretty funny.
Next half hour, the Russians, and the search continues 28 after on Good Day.
This is your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, should the FDA allow the genetic material from three people to produce healthier babies?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and VandenHeuvel. If the FDA approves a new procedure to combine genetic materials from three people, will that lead to healthier babies or an ethical minefield?
I think it's an ethical minefield. We're still debating stem cell research issues. And I have close friends who've had twins by surrogate. I'm for all kinds of advances that allow people to have healthy babies. But this one sounds complicated. I think our world is moving so quickly in science, yet the legal frameworks, the social frameworks, are still archaic in comparison.
No, I agree with Katrina. It sounds like an ethical minefield.
Yeah.
And the technology is driving very fast down the road, and the ethics need to be sure they're keeping up.
This is Mark Green, the host of Both Sides Minute. Today with Katrina VandenHeuvel of the Nation.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's St. Patrick's Day, although that's not really the main focus. I suppose we'll have some time to talk a little about St. Patrick's Day. People want to talk about what happened in the Ukraine. They want to talk about the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. We'll have Uri Geller talking about his role in this in a matter of moments. I thought it was pretty interesting, Richie, that the number one anchor on Russian state television said over the weekend that the Russians were the only ones who could turn the U.S. into radioactive ash. And this is a direct translation. Quote, Russia, the only country in the world realistically capable of turning the United States into radioactive ash. His name is Dmitry Kazilyov. This is state-controlled Russian television one in Moscow. He's made the comment to support his argument that the U.S. and President Obama were living in fear of Russia because Putin has gained the distinction, if you will, around the world as being tougher than Obama. Some polls that were conducted last week, many of you may have seen them.
You can make a case for that one.
Yeah, I think you can make a pretty good case for
Putin,
that. He's a tough guy. Americans themselves, according to the anchor, consider Putin to be, quote, stronger than Obama. And then he pointed to the opinion polls that were on the screen behind him. If you saw some of this, is a YouTube. You can see this. As a matter of fact, we might want to get it and post it, although Kenny's not around. Might be as easy to have us post it. But at any rate, this is a program that is considered, quote, the most provocative television newscast in Russia. This guy is a blatant homophobe. Of course, the Russians, I shouldn't say of course, because that's not right. I am annoyed by people who say of course, like you are supposed to know what it is that I'm about to say. But the Russians are not favorably impressed by the gay lifestyle, right? The country's full of
them. You're not going to find a lot of gay clubs in downtown cities in Russia.
A lot of people that are admittedly gay. And they're just that doesn't it doesn't cut it with the Russians.
I mean, hey, Putin is a short little jerk.
Right.
He plays.
Yeah.
So he plays his cards, and he thinks he's going to get somewhere in this 1950s kind of strategy that he's got.
Yeah, right.
He's totally living the Cold War again.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, look, it looks like this weekend it worked for him. We'll see how it works for him in the future.
Well, yeah, it worked for the people who want to be a part of Russia again.
Those people apparently want to be part of Russia, yeah.
And, by the way, we started this way ourselves. If you want to really split hairs on it, it's pretty interesting. Look at some of the Twitter comments. People don't have a very good idea of history. America started pretty much the same way these people. They voted to not be where they were. So,
when 97% of the people, and who knows whether that's true, but when you see the celebrations in the streets that are
97% of the Crimea, of the Russians were connected to Crimea. There is a large, I don't know if it's not a majority, but it's certainly a large group of people that are there that didn't even vote. The Tartars didn't vote at all. Because they aren't of this, they feel they'll be, and they have been, persecuted again, so they'll go somewhere else,
sure,
or into the Ukraine itself. Okay, so that's the story as far as the vote in the Ukraine is concerned. Now, let's get back to the discussion of the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370.
God, this is crazy.
It really is. Uri Geller is here with me now. Uri, you're in the in sort of the ground floor of this controversy, aren't you?
Well, that is absolutely true, Doug. Of course, I cannot reveal the name of that person, but hearing about the controversy it's causing, remember that Malaysia is a Muslim country, and I've been sent reports today that they're actually calling me the Jewish Uri Geller. It's interesting because what happened there is that the Home Minister, who is called Dakut Seri, Dr. Ahmed Zaid Hamidi, he today denied being friends with Raja Boma. Now, he is a witch doctor. Raja is a witch doctor. And probably you all saw that video clip of them doing some type of a voodoo ritualistic act, which was filmed and it was put on YouTube and it went viral because I respect different and cultures and certain rituals, but it did look kind of strange and weird and quirky. And now that they discovered that I'm involved, they are questioning who do I really know in Malaysia. And obviously, the Prime Minister, Najib Razak's wife, her name is Rosma Mansour, she too has been accused of being involved in hiring the witch doctors and shamans to help the government locate the missing airplane. And my name, again, is brought in like Jewish psychic and famed spoonbender Uri Geller has told the foreign media that a significant figure asked him to help find the plane. So they're trying to link me in with the Prime Minister's wife and so on. Anyhow, to make a long story short, Doug, what happened is when I was asked to do this, I tweeted that this is the way it came out. I innocently, honestly, I didn't even think left or right. I just thought I need help. So I tweeted and Facebooked a request for my followers to do remote viewing and send their mind through space and time and bring back information that could help me. Obviously, Twitter and Facebook is available, you know, to the open public. And that's how it got to the press. And, my last theory, and it was the first theory too, was, and I told this substantial figure, that what I believed happened is the following. One, either somebody broke into the cockpit and instructed the pilot to do what he did. But my bigger and stronger theory is that it is the pilot himself. Now, this is my opinion, and I'm titled for my opinion. So that's where it is at now.
Is your opinion based on the feedback that's come from these people that you've asked to do remote viewing? Is it from your own instincts? I know in my own circumstance, in my friendship of over 20 years with you, you have helped me, and every time you've helped me when it's been something like my dog being lost or something that was maybe not quite as important, you've always been right. You're right certainly more often than you're wrong. So in this circumstance, you sound like you're pretty convinced this is what's happened.
Yes, very much so. I'm totally and utterly convinced. And now they're, you know, it's all over the news. Like you said, the media is obsessed with this story, but maybe they should. Because, Doug, look, let's face it, the plane is an American-made plane. It's a Boeing 777. American lives are on it. It's a huge mystery. Can you ever recall a plane disappearing like this? It's such a big, sophisticated, technologically advanced airplane. Can't just vanish into thin air, Doug. So, of course, the media are interested because we are interested. Ordinary people out there. The person who says they're overdoing it, statistically, I don't believe it's being overdone because the plane is missing. And you know, from the most extreme crazy theories that a UFO abducted the plane or it went into a warp, a black hole and disappeared, to the more logical that it was a hijacking and the plane landed somewhere. So these 280 families are hoping that that's true because they want their loved ones back. But then there is a higher possibility that the pilot crashed the plane.
So the authorities have gone through his home. They've gone through the home of the co-pilot. I thought rather interesting. The co-pilot's only 27 years old and hasn't got a lot of flight time. And most of the time, at least in the airlines, many American pilots are working for foreign airlines. There are some American pilots working for Malaysia Airlines. And in America, they don't get to be, they don't get into that seat unless they have a lot more experience than 2,000 hours. And, you know, you kind of wonder, what's that all about? Why would there be an assignment of somebody to a plane like that that was so inexperienced?
I was absolutely stunned, like you, that a 27-year-old gets a co-pilot job in such a sophisticated airplane, because usually, you know, there's nothing wrong with being 27 and a great pilot, you know that, but because there are tens of thousands of fantastic pilots and they're 21, 22, 23. But usually there are, I don't know how it works, but usually you're great pilots by the size of airplanes and by the sophistication of what they have to learn and study and experience. So I would have thought that a 27-year-old would fly a smaller airplane that is a domestic flights and so on. So yeah, I'm just shocked. The other amazing story is that the pilot himself was obsessed with Anwar Ibrahim, who is, you know, who was convicted in a court, and he went that morning. We all know this because it's all in the press, and so this is so incredible that this pilot goes to the court. He is very disappointed about the verdict, and he goes into the plane, and then who knows what's his psychological psyche build up in his mind. And that's what led me to believe that indeed he might have crashed the plane, or the best scenario would be that he hijacked the plane and the people are still alive.
See, I think the plane's on the ground somewhere, and I don't think the people are alive. I think there was a cargo that was very valuable, and for some reason or another, not a lot of people knew about it until after the fact. The pilot knew there was something valuable in there, worked in concert with some other people who figured out a way to get the plane on the ground.
Well, you see, Doug, what you just said is another theory that fuels the interest and the curiosity of the media. So the media cannot be blamed. You are right. I'm also quite amazed at how much CNN, how many acres and acres of news articles and interviews. It's just going on and on and on. But until this mystery will not be, until it will be solved, this will continue.
Uri Geller with his theory. By the way, the fact that they were, it's a Muslim country and the pilots were Muslims, that is something that stirs the pot here in America anyway.
Very much so.
You can imagine. Uri Geller, go ahead, Uri.
Yeah, I just want to say that to those who want to know about remote viewing and how it works, and people are working now with remote viewing to locate where the plane is, just go and get The Secret Life of Uri Geller. It's a book written by Financial Times, a journalist. You'll find it fascinating.
Yep, you certainly will. All right, Uri, thank you. Uri Geller on the Good Day program with his overview, the request for getting involved in what he thinks happened, the facts. These are the facts. The flight took off from Kuala Lumpur Airport on its way to Beijing on Saturday, the 8th of March. About 50 minutes later, the aircraft lost contact with air traffic control. No distress call has ever been made. On board, there were 12 Malaysian crew members, 227 passengers, 14 different countries, 153 Chinese, 38 Malaysians, two Iranian male passengers were traveling on fake passports. Neither has any links to terrorist groups. No debris from the plane has been found. 10 countries, including China, the U.S., Singapore, are using 42 ships and 39 aircraft searching the sea. So that's where it is at the moment, 16 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Over the last 5 years, the percentage of tax-related cases reported to the Identity Theft Resource Center has more than doubled. Because of this trend, the ITRC predicts tax-related identity theft will continue to rise in 2014. Nancy Heaton from Fellows, a corporate sponsor of the Identity Theft Resource Center, explains.
During tax season, a lot of confidential paper documents change hands, including W-2 forms, receipts, and billing statements. These documents are a treasure trove for identity thieves, and one of the best ways to prevent the crime is by shredding no longer needed information. The Fellows 73 CI Shredder is perfect for tax time. This machine offers cross-cut blades, a 100% jam-proof system, which eliminates paper jams and powers through tough jobs, and SafeSense technology, which automatically stops shredding when hands touch the paper opening.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's FELLOWES.com.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Interesting that Rupert Murdoch took to Twitter over the weekend to offer his theory on the disappearance of the airliner. Quote, world seems fixated by 777 disappearance. Maybe no crash, but stolen, effectively hidden, perhaps in northern Pakistan like Bin Laden. Remember, he runs and controls Fox.
Great for ratings.
Yeah, not, well, I wonder what, Great for ratings. Yeah, it really is. 51 after on Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time now for our Tech Talk time on Good Day. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program today. Jennifer is gone for the week, so it is our job to keep the steerage afloat, if you will. And by the way, part of the program this morning brought to you by the folks who are very interested in March Madness, who have buzzer beaters, Cinderella stories. Nothing beats March like Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for the NCAA March Madness. A lot of people there.
Oh, that place will be very busy this month.
Very busy. Okay. Shelley Palmer today talking with us about Google Maps. Google Maps' most recent update from the Hawaiian Islands features a lot of pictures of the tropics for those who are tired of the winter. Richie's got 9 inches of snow where he is in Washington today. Most everybody from that vantage point north and northeast have probably a lot of interest in checking this out, so we'll check it out for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-421-6656. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, spring is almost here, but if you feel trapped in a winterscape and need to get somewhere warmer, head over to Google Maps. Google recently released a ton of street view images of the Hawaiian Islands as part of its Trekker loan program. Google's Trekker, which was first shown off 2 years ago, is a wearable backpack that houses a camera system with more than a dozen 5-megapixel lenses, allowing for 360-degree images. Google loaned the Trekker cameras to the Hawaiian Visitors and Convention Bureau, and the team just released its first set of images, which features plenty of shots of Hawaiian beaches, trails, and other sites. These images came from the first partnership in the Trekker loan program, which Google plans to open up to more organizations in the future. Google Trends say that searches for Hawaii have nearly doubled in the last month, right in the middle of a particularly brutal winter. Being stuck in a wintry mix never felt so tropical. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Okay, Gigantic Wireless Company, I'm breaking up with you, and I'm switching to Net10 Wireless. With their Bring Your Own Phone plan, I can keep my phone, my number, even my 4G LTE network, and still cut my monthly phone bill in half. It's not you, it's me. Okay, it's mostly you.
The Bring Your Own Phone plan from Net10 Wireless. Unlimited data, text, and talk, including 2.5 gigabytes of high-speed data each month on America's largest and best networks. Just $50 a month. Available at stores nationwide and at net10byop.com. Month equals 30 days. Certain restrictions apply. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at net10wireless.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
All right, so here's another item of interest from the world of technology. Perhaps some of you have heard. I always love these things. Oscar Mayer, you know, the Wiener company.
Yeah.
We have the Wiener
Mobile. Name, right, yeah.
Yeah, right. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. So they've come up with a gadget you can use. You can connect this actually to your iPhone. So you can set your clock alarm, how people do with their, a lot of people become very dependent. There are no more alarm clocks sold.
I use my iPhone.
Use their smartphone or their iPhone. Anyway, you can, there's an app available for your clock alarm so that it wakes you up with the smell of bacon. I don't understand how they do that.
All right, so you buy this attachment.
Wakey, wakey to the bacon, yes.
Right, you buy this attachment that plugs into your the bottom of your iPhone.
Right.
And it's got a scent creation thing in it.
Really?
And your iPhone starts that when the alarm goes off, and then the iPhone can make a sound of sizzling bacon, and the attachment kicks out the smell of the bacon.
Really?
Yeah.
So you plug in this little attachment.
Smellophone is going to be the
smellophone.
Big thing over the next decade.
Maybe I could get one for the farm. What do you think?
That would be great.
The smellophone.
If you can't get to the farm, just attach it to your
phone.
That's
it. I'm going to develop that and make millions.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.